This hasn't been just the devil's advocate's point of view, but there's no problem. There's no problem for quite a long time to come, but we could reach such a point. Now, I can tell you straight away that the combination of Ball in New York and Clark Clifford here, I would buy that right this minute. I mean, but I think it would take a little doing to sort of work it out. But
do you consider it would be the best combination? Clifford in New York, Ball here, Ball there, Clifford here.
Clifford is more polished in dealing with 115 different kinds of foreigners. George Ball is very good on two-thirds of them, but not on the other third. Clifford is one of the smoothest negotiators and operators I've ever seen. I've known him well since the Truman days. So that there is a slight advantage in Clifford in New York and Ball here. Depending on how the... if you can get Clifford for that, fine. But if you'd prefer to be under Secretary of State, then I think the difference is not enough to worry about.
You don't think there's any question, but what if I said, Ball, I want you to go up there and take over now. You understand this thing and go after these folks, that he'd do it.
I think there's some question, he wouldn't look upon it as stepping down. He'd look upon it as stepping up. That's a cabinet post, and so there's none of that kind of problem. The question would be how long he wants to stay in public service in relation to returning to the law practice.
Does he have questions about that now?
Not really. I think he's in for the duration so far as he can see it now.
Is Hare going to give you, is he a man of initiative and strength?
Who's that?
Hare, your new man that succeeds Talbot.
Ambassador Hare. Oh, yes, he's one of the best.
Now, Letty, does he have some initiative and strength?
Yes, Letty is a very, very able fellow. We're in good shape on both those. Hare will only be available, he feels he must retire maybe next year or the year following, but... But I think we got a good year out of him, then we'll see, and I think he'd stay on if we insisted. But he's a very able fellow and has everybody's confidence around town. So I'm very pleased about that. Now, we did at one time talk about Harlan Cleveland in New York. I think this, under these circumstances, I wouldn't want to press that right now. Because I think either George Ball or Clark Clifford would be a stronger man to make up this terrible vacuum that suddenly appeared upon us.
You think the image of Clifford being a politician and Truman's crony and a fixer and a lobbyist in town would be sufficient to give us a handicap?
Well, I think that actually in terms of the immediate public reputation in New York, George Ball would carry more with him up there on the first day. That is, he's as Under Secretary of State and long involvement in foreign affairs and some public position in the field, it would look like less of a gap between Stevenson and the new man. I think 6 months to a year later, this would be evened up by Clark's own performance up there. So during the day I'll come down on a clear recommendation as to which where, but at the moment it seems to be a fairly close balance there.
My preference would be, and I'm not going to tell Lady Bird, I just don't want this in the column, and I don't want you to tell a human. My preference, I talked to Abe Fortas, I haven't talked to anybody else, I haven't talked to any of my staff,
right.
But my preference would be to have, if I had to decide it in the next minute, by instinct would be to have Ball succeed Stevenson for whatever time that he would give us in the service and at least get us over this this sad day and this period and through the negotiations, the Article 19, all that kind of stuff, because he's been in the State Department.
Right.
And he could do that. And Clifford take his place.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't object too much to the other way around.
Right.
But I don't know which one Clifford would prefer. My guess is he'd probably prefer to be the United Nations. I don't know whether he would do it or not. not. He never did say he would, but he said to me that the only thing that would ever interest him would be an Undersecretary of State argument.
Right. Well, Clark would be a very strong man inside the department and inside the interdepartmental bureaucracy here in Washington.
Oh, yes, and there where he'd really have strength.
Right.
And he'd, and you're superb at it if you just 10 of you. Nobody does better with foreign countries. Nobody does better with the press. Nobody does better with Congress. I've never seen a secretary that did well with all of them but you. But I don't think you can do that. I just don't think that you can continue to try to run a department and have all these mean questions and have all these investigations all the time. I just think Clifford would just be a hell of a good witness when you're out. He's got to appear. He just appears right, and you don't have to hold his hand.
Right, and he could do the kind of job that Bob Lovett did for Marshall.
Yes, he could. That's exactly it. He's that type of fellow. He does it for me now, and you never see him around. He's not throwing his weight, and he's not a bulldog.
Yeah.
Well, we think about it. Let's tentatively think about how the best way to approach George without his thinking that we, where it's a real elevation to him. We might talk to him about the great void and how dangerous it is for the world. And whether you don't know whether you don't know whether I realize how important it is, and that
I think if we emphasize the cabinet rank of the of that post, that would help a good deal.
And I think you might emphasize the feeling that I always like to listen to him, and you have the feeling that if he takes it, that he might. If he'd go up there, that he might have more influence down here than he has, than Stevenson ever had or anybody else.
Yeah.
Because I rather think he thinks that he impresses me with his arguments, because he does.
I don't myself, I'd be glad to sound him out on this, but I won't do it until I touch base with you.
No, I just think you ought to consider it and chew on it, and that's, I like your caution. So take a day, doing the thing that they all criticize us for not doing, not making a decision. Just take a day, let's consider it, and we'll talk before the day's over.
Thanks, sir. Bye.